as the regional archaeologist and sort of working closely with this property, my responsibilities are to make sure that any work that has any impact to the fabric or the below ground or the landscape of the property is adequately covered by archaeological supervision. So whether that's something that I undertake myself, if it's a small piece of work, or whether I go out and find contractors to do that for us, and obviously with Knoll being such a huge project, we've used lots and lots of different contractors. So a big part of my job here is, I guess, managing that contract process, so making sure I know what all these different teams of people are doing, keeping up with the building program so that we have people on site when they're needed, whether it's to record in the roof or in the house, commissioning pieces of research work like the graffiti surveys that we've been doing, and also being the point of contact for other researchers who are interested in coming to look at the property, so the landscape studies that we've had going on over the last couple of years. Plus, because this is an HLF project and because I come from a background of community archaeology projects, I'm very keen to be involved with the engagement side of the project, so making sure that if we're doing all this fantastic archaeological work and finding all these amazing things, that we are not only disseminating it but also involving people in it. So the sort of public archaeology side is organising things like lectures and Archaeology Day, and as we go forward and we have an education space, workshops and that kind of thing, and then trying to get people directly involved, so a more community archaeology project, and having people who are learning about archaeological methods and techniques and hopefully can become part of the work programme, so doing parts of the project work where we can. I think that's everything. Oh, and digital outreach as well. We see tweeting, Facebooking, all that kind of stuff.